Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and as always, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you here on Power in the Word. I'm just so blessed to be able to come and share with you and just sit with you for a few minutes. As you can see, the program has been reduced to 15 minutes because I have actually taken some time to get myself together, amen, to get myself together as I go through the process of realizing that my dear sister Janice is not going to be with me on this side of heaven, but one day I too am going where Jesus is, and I'll be able to see her face to face. Amen, amen, and praise God. God is good and worthy to be praised. I love him with everything in me, and I'm just happy to be in the kingdom of God. I'm happy to be used of God. I'm happy to be able to come and share with you some of the things that God puts upon my heart. And today I just want to talk to you about victory. Victory in Jesus. Do you know that you have the victory through Christ? That there is no weapon formed against you that can prosper? And you have to assume the position of being victorious, of being the winner that God created you to be. God tells us in his word in Jeremiah 29:11, that I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So I just want to encourage you in that today, and knowing that you are somebody in Christ. Amen. You are somebody in Christ. So receive it, believe it, walk in it. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Assume the position of winner, because that is what you are. Amen. That is who you are. Amen. Do not let your circumstances validate you. Do not let people invalidate you. Continue to move forward to be the person that God has created you to be. Amen. Amen. No weapon formed against you can prosper. And you know, there will be things that will come against you. There will be things that will come against you. But it is important for you to know the word. David said, your word have I hid in my heart so that I might not sin against you. And we have to get to that point where we are reading our Bible. I want to encourage you to read your Bible daily. We have to get to the point where we are reading our Bibles every day. Because you know what? As you're reading your Bible every day, that Bible is being planted like seed into your heart, into your spirit, into your mind. That word is being planted. Amen. That word is being planted like so much seed, and that seed will produce a harvest. That seed will produce a harvest when it is time for you to reap the benefits. Amen. When it's time for you to inherit the blessings that have already been declared over your life. Amen. So you have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God does have a good plan for your life. And then you have to go ahead and believe that in your heart and go ahead and continue to move forward to possess the promises. Amen. To possess the plan that God has. Amen. And I'm a little distracted today, you might be able to tell, because my 8-year-old daughter just came up. Actually, she's 9. She just turned 9 last week. And she put a note in front of me. And I tell you, we sometimes have to be bold as children of God. She says, that's my mama. I know she's on the radio. I know she's doing a ministry program, but that is my mother, and I have a right to go and communicate with her any way that I can. And she put a note in front of me asking me, can she have a donut? And then she says, circle yes or no. And sometimes we have to be bold enough to go before our Father like that, not feeling like we're going to be bothering him, but feeling like we have a right to go to God, because God tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace, asking him for anything in prayer, and knowing that he hears us. And if he hears us, knowing that he will respond to us and give us those things that we ask for, if it's according to his will. Amen. So children can be a wonderful example of how we're supposed to walk before the Lord and how we're supposed to walk with God our Father. You know, God really is our Father who is in heaven. Amen. Our Father who are in heaven. And our Father is watching over our lives. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing to know that our Father who are in heaven is watching over our lives to make sure, as he said in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, to make sure that his word comes to fruition in our lives. Amen. That his word actually does come to fruition in our lives. He's watching his word to make sure that his word comes true. Amen. That we actually begin to manifest. And I like that word, manifest, to make sure that we begin to manifest the promises of God in our lives. Amen. So God is good, and everything in life can be a learning experience. Amen. I want to open up the board. The number for you to call in is 646-652-4832. I want to open up the board for you to be able to call me, with a testimony, to call me to say hello, to call me with a scripture that's speaking to you during this time in your life. Amen. And I looked in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. The Lord said to me, "You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." Amen. And it's good to know that we have a God who is watching. His eyes are on everybody. Amen. God doesn't miss anything. He's all-knowing, all-seeing. He's ever-present. He is everywhere, and he sees everything, and he still is in control. Amen. Amen. And praise God. If you just tuned in, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word, and there truly is power in the word of God. I'm talking to you today about victory, having victory through Jesus Christ. Amen. It is God's plan that you walk in total victory. Amen. And you know that there is an adversary that is prowling the earth, seeing whom he may devour. The devil is on the case. Amen. The devil is on the scene. Amen. But the devil is defeated. Amen. He is already defeated. And you have to know that. John 10:10, Jesus is speaking to the disciples there, and he's saying that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. And the thief, in this case, he was talking about shepherds, our false shepherds, shepherds who have not been sent by God, who come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Here, he is talking about the thief, and a lot of people take this and apply it to the devil because, you know, the devil is behind every thief. Amen. Because it is truly the devil who entices the thief to steal. Amen. So the devil definitely has a lot to do with this. And the thief can also be those people who want to steal your dream. Amen. We call them dream stealers or dream killers. Amen. The thief can also be the naysayers, you know, people who want to tell you what you can't do, what you shouldn't do, what they wouldn't do if they were you. You know, the thief. The thief can also be people who want to steal God's praise. Amen. They want to stop you from praising God. Amen. Again, the devil is rooted in all of this. The devil is behind all of this because he is the one, amen, the thief who actually came and stole even Adam's Eve's peace. Amen. The thief stole Adam's place with God. Amen. Because he enticed Eve to go against the word of God. So anytime that you feel yourself being enticed and being tempted to go against the word and the will of God, know that the thief is at work. Amen. The Bible says, "Let him who stole steal no more." Let the devil steal no more those things from you that God has already ordained for you to have, be, and do. Amen. Your purpose. You know, the thief will steal your purpose. Amen. The thief will tell you that there's no use. There's no use in getting up in the morning. There's no use in reading your Bible. There's no use in praying. There's no use in persevering. There's no use in pressing through the obstacles that are being set before you. The thief will lie to you, because don't you know that the thief is also a liar. Amen. So the thief is also the liar. Amen. The devil is a liar. There's no truth in him. As a matter of fact, our Bible tells us that the devil is the father of lies. Amen. Amen. So we have to know that as we're moving forward to victory, to that life that Jesus Christ came and lived and died so that we could have that abundant life, because the second part of John 10:10 says, But I have come, and Jesus is still talking to the disciples here. He said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So you were born for victory. Amen. You were born again for a better life. Amen. Because anyone in Christ is a new creation, a born-again Christian. Amen. Born again for victorious living. Born again for the abundant life through Christ. Amen. I'm excited about that word because that's where we are. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you're going through, you have to realize that God's not going to let you go through any more than you can handle. He is not going to let you go through any more than you can handle. And if you just look around you, you will see an open door because God has already provided a way out. Amen. And sometimes the open door may be prayer. Sometimes the open door may be your praise. Sometimes the open door may be an opportunity that you've been waiting for, an answer to a prayer. Amen. Sometimes an open door may be a new relationship. So God has some open doors in your life, and you just have to keep your eyes open to see what the Lord is doing. Amen. He says, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the plans that I have for you. But, he says, it has been revealed by my Spirit. So you have to know that God does have a better plan. Amen. God does have a better plan. He says, I have a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, a plan to give you a hope and a future. And God always gives us hope for our future. Amen. And that's where faith comes in. Faith being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. And we know that it is impossible to please God without faith. So you must have some faith, amen, which is rooted in hope, amen. The substance of things hoped for. You got to hope for something. You have to hope for something before you can even begin to believe, to receive anything from God. You must hope for something, amen. I pray that this word is blessing you on today. I know I'm meeting somebody right where you are. You know, you've been waiting, you've been hoping, you've been holding on to your faith, and the thief has been coming around trying to steal your joy, trying to steal your hope, trying to steal your faith, trying to steal your future, trying to steal your purpose. But I want you to hold on, and know that you are victorious, more than a conqueror through Christ, amen. You are more than a conqueror through Christ. Let's not let the devil make us get it twisted. Amen. You are, and I am, more than conquerors through Christ. More than a conqueror through Christ. We are victorious. We've already won. The battle has been won. Amen. God has given us the power to defeat any enemy, any obstacle in our lives. Amen. And it's a blessing to know that. I want you to know that on today. I want to encourage you to read your Bible. I want to encourage you to read your Bible daily. The Word of God will change your life. Amen. I want to encourage you to read the Word. The Word has been sent to give you victory. Psalm 107. Amen. Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, He sent forth His word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Amen. So God's word comes to heal us and to deliver us from the grave, from death. Amen. From despair. Amen. From sickness, from disease. Amen. And I want to share one more scripture with you before I go off the air today. And while I'm turning to that scripture, I want to encourage you to come out to our conference on the 5th, 6th, and 7th of July. We will be having a prophetic conference, Position for Purpose. Amen. My husband, Pastor Anthony, and I will be preaching. We will be bringing forth the word with power. Amen. So go over to my website at nccmonline.org to find out more information about that powerful move of God. And in closing, I want to share with you Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Amen. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Amen. If you don't take a hold of the victorious life that's available to you through Christ, you will have to give an account to God as to why you didn't go ahead and get the victory in this life. Amen. Why you were here on earth and why you did not fulfill the purpose for which he sent you. Amen. You've been sent here with a purpose. Amen. And praise God. So go ahead and get the victory. Read your Bible every day. Let that word get down on the inside of you and cut some stuff out and restore some stuff and heal some stuff and deliver you from destruction. Amen. Let God's word do its work. Amen. And praise God. Praise God. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity as you move forward in victory. And remember my sister, remember my brother, that God loves you, and so do we. Hear it, power in the word. Peace.